I know our three-part series on search engine optimization, SEO, is supposed to be over, but this is a special little edition based on the Super Bowl ads. As you know, each year, major media outlets review Super Bowl commercials and rate the good, the bad, and the ugly of the mix. Now there's a search engine marketing agency called SendTech, S-E-N-D-T-E-C, and they analyzed how well each Super Bowl television advertiser prepared for the probable onslaught of enhanced web traffic from search. Here's part of what they sent in the press release, and I think we can all learn something from it. The president of SendTech, Eric Obeck, said, "We were shocked to see how many advertisers spent millions of dollars on their Super Bowl TV commercial, yet did not spend a significant amount of time to make the most of the inevitable search engine traffic bound to follow. Over the past few years, we've been seeing a growing trend in Super Bowl advertising tying in with specialized online promotions, and 2006 continued the trend. More advertisers are trying to make the most of these extraordinarily expensive campaigns by giving them an ongoing life online," said Obeck. "The television and the computer have become one with broadband acceptance, and more TV watchers are Googling as a direct response to their television viewing experience. It's smart marketing to build out unique landing pages to tie online promotions to the original stimulus that drove them to search for it online. The crux of the study was to identify, during game time where ads are most expensive, the advertisers that created a unique online destination to communicate within the Super Bowl commercial. Upon identification, this firm, SendTech, conducted an evaluation of their search engine visibility and ranking for both paid search and organic search listing in association with general ad recall. Finally, they did a review and analyzed how well the online marketing communication and the search engine listings results tied with the offline marketing communications from the Super Bowl ad. Overall, 16 advertisers included a special destination URL within their ads that tied to an online promotion. Of these special landing sites, a total of 6 showed up within relevant organic search results, and 5 showed up within relevant paid search results. Additionally, only 3 of these Super Bowl advertisers included marketing communications within their online ad copy that intelligently tied with the television promo. While traditional ad agencies are beginning to recognize the value of integrated online and offline marketing campaigns, they are still dropping the ball when it comes to execution, says Tim Daly, the VP of Marketing Strategy at SendTech. It is easy to sell an advertiser on a supporting website or microsite whose cost is a drop in the bucket in comparison to the media cost associated with a Super Bowl commercial. Unfortunately, these agencies still do not seem to get the concept that the viewer cannot remember a specific URL within the 2 to 3 seconds it displays on the screen. They are leaving so much on the table by not applying paid search engine marketing activities around the concepts of the ad that consumers actually recall. And the loser in the end is the advertiser. So here's the winners and losers. The following are this year's choices for best and worst search marketing integration with Super Bowl advertising campaigns. And the winners, defined as advertisers that successfully incorporated paid search and organic search marketing with their Super Bowl TV ad campaigns, are Diet Pepsi, P. Diddy, which hooked up with brownandbubbly.com, Aleve Good News, which is at alevegoodnews.com, Mission Impossible 3, missionimpossible.com, and GoDaddy at godaddy.com. The losers, we define them as the advertisers that failed to incorporate effective paid search and organic search marketing strategies with their Super Bowl ad campaigns. The losers are the Sprint Music Store, sprint.com/music, PS Cleaning Products, psthenewclean.com, Beer Institute, heresthebeer.com, and Motorola, hellomoto.com. So you're not alone if your organic or paid search engine marketing attempts are not all that they could be. Look at these companies spending millions and millions of dollars, having professional staffs, and still falling short and their one big shot with the Super Bowl advertising. On the other hand, it's a great sign for small, energetic, intelligent companies who bother to learn SEO techniques, both organic and paid, and use that to compete with the big boys. They can throw money at it, but we can use our intelligence and energy and techniques to go and compete with them. So that's the good news. For someone who roots for anyone but the Steelers, except when they're playing the Baltimore Ravens, that's about the only good news I can take from this Super Bowl. You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.